Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Patrick Anderson, who's the president of UniFirst Financial and Tax Consultants. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having me in your program.
You are welcome. I'm excited to learn from you. I find that every time I have a conversation with someone, you pick up little ideas and strategies about how they have succeeded or lessons they've learned or how they serve their clients. So get us started with your background. How did you get into the financial services industry?
Well, it's a funny start. And I said it's a funny start because when we came here 21 years ago, back from the Philippines as immigrants, we do not really have a better or full understanding of finances, credits, interest, and taxation. And so in those times, we were spending and spending and spending until the point that we realized that we are totally in debt.
Yeah.
And that's not only me, it's my wife. It's basically the whole family. And being with the Asian American community, I found out that there was so much confusion or so little help that the Asian American community is getting from, you know, the mainstream industry about finances, insurance, and tax.
Yeah.
And that was the reason, the big why I joined the financial industry. I know that we needed that, and not only my own family, but I was looking into the bigger community of the Asian American community that are practically in the same situation when we started. So I went through licensing and credentialing with taxes and with insurance. And when I got, when I became a licensed financial strategist and retirement specialist, I engaged in the tax-free financial planning and initially served the needs of the American, Asian American families. But from there, after about 15 years, I didn't realize, my wife and I didn't realize that out of word of mouth and out of our consistency in trying to achieve some kind of excellent mark in the service that we provide, we grew up to hundreds and hundreds of clients over those 15 years. And we're just so glad that out of that mistakes that we have had when we started 21 years ago, we were able to convert it and turn it into something that is not only helping us financially in the family, but it has grown into something, a program or a practice
yeah.
that has been reaching out to the Asian American and now to the, you know, just the mainstream American
yeah.
families.
Yeah, you're not going to turn anyone away, but it just tends to be that that's a nice little area of, based on your ethnicity. And, you know, the thing that I find really interesting with what you were just describing there is the word legacy. So this became something that you made some financial mistakes and learned how to prevent them, and then you taught your family so that there becomes this legacy of learning and preparing, and then it's spreading out like a ripple effect in a, you know, like waves. And I experienced the same thing in my life, you know, not coming from another country, but I made terrible financial mistakes before I got married. And I ran up my credit card debt to $34,000 and was paying minimum payments and leased a car. And I just made horrible mistakes, and I got it under control, eliminated that, and have lived debt-free, fully debt-free for decades now, and have taught my kids the same thing. And it's such a neat position to be in, to learn mistakes mainly from the pain you felt yourself, you know, because, you know, mom and dad didn't teach me to go run credit cards up. Mom and dad taught me the opposite. But sometimes we have to learn by our mistakes. And then now you're teaching your family, your clients, and that's really got to be satisfying for you.
That is true. That's very correct.
So you are working on both financial and tax focus. So you're focusing a lot on taxes. And I love that approach too, because a lot of times people are just like, show me how to get more money. Well, if you picture that bucket with holes in it, well, if you pour more money in the bucket or water in the bucket, it's going to flow out if you have holes in the bucket. So mitigating taxes as much as possible, or doing your taxes the right way, is really a powerful approach. And I know that as a tax consultant, that's how you're phrasing your company. You're not just a tax preparer. You know, that's like, here's your taxes, but now you're a consultant. So you take some strategy in with what you're advising your clients. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that is true also. Basically, what we framed our company in our practice is we are a tax planner. Doing the annual tax preparation, I always consider that as of the past, or history, or recording of what had happened in our financial, in our tax life. But tax planning is actually looking at it from the point of view of where you are right now and how you can reduce your taxes moving forward by implementing tax savings, different tax reduction strategies, so that tomorrow you will have a dignified retirement. You can leave a lasting legacy to your children and to other beneficiaries that you have intended to provide. And, taking the benefit out of it. So it's more of looking at the taxes now, not only on the tax side, but as well as on the financial side. I keep on telling my clients that the one of the advantages that you will find in me is whenever you move your money on the financial side, I can see the implications of that on the tax side. Mm-hmm. And so when I combined a holistic approach of looking at your tax situation, looking at your financial situation, maybe your debt, maybe your insurance, maybe your 401ks and all other assets that you have. When I combine a holistic plan, I can provide you a better alternative that will really give you those tax strategies, advantages now and in the future.
Yeah, I think that's a really big piece that you guys are bringing together for your clients. A lot of times business owners, or, you know, individuals or couples, they have their tax person. You know, I take my taxes to my tax person, and then they have someone else that helps them with planning for retirement, someone else for, you know, other things, insurance. And if you could have it all in one place, maybe it's not the same person doing everything, but the same person guiding the strategy. And I like how you're talking about looking forward at the taxes, what implications your decisions today make for tomorrow regarding your taxes, but also how it works with retirement planning. So talk a little bit about, once you start working with a client, maybe it's a business owner, there's tax implications, but then that starts feeding into a conversation for retirement planning. And the really interesting thing there is, it could be, you know, with a business owner, you've got business considerations, and then you've got what that does to them personally.
Yes, Mike. We have a process actually in onboarding our clients. And the reason why most probably a lot of them, I tell my wife, my children, and my close friends, I used to call them clients on the early stage. But what had happened in the past, and I would say in the last 10 years or more than 10 years now, those clients that I have really become our family friends.
Yeah.
We have, you know, developed not only the business relationship because of the tax situation, but they have become close to my family, to my wife. They even know my children. You know, they sometimes when they come to the house, I tell them that you're free to open the fridge.
Yes.
And that's because the business that has started or that has been ignited with a pain or with a need of a client, we nurture it. We sincerely appreciate that they have chosen us on the first meeting or on the discovery consultation, because I tell them I'm only one of the hundreds of and thousands and probably tens of thousands of tax firms that you will find out there. So we provide that kind of sincere welcome and appreciation to them by recognizing us to take a hold of their tax situation. And then once we get to know them, we try to learn where they stand financially. We offer, you know, we offer empathy. We empathize with their situation because I know that I have been through the situation that they are currently having. I went through, I went through all of those ups and downs and the valleys and the mountains of tax and finances. So I learned to empathize with them and learn to find out where they stand financially. Hmm. And learning that gives us a philosophy and a process and tell them how we function in terms of getting their plans right away.
And when
after
you present
that, we have the evaluation session. We try to analyze the information that they provide us in the discovery meeting or in the discovery consultation. And then we try to prepare a retirement income or our financial alternatives or a cost analysis plan. We prepare a written plan proposals to them and the recommended actions. It takes hours and hours sitting down with them, how we chose those kind of plans and alternatives and suggestions and recommended options. We tear them down line by line so that they will have a better understanding and a better appreciation of what we are doing. The third part would be the action plan. We work with them by designing a plan that meets their needs and their requirements. We educate them on why we are making specific recommendations. And this step, this action plan step, actually allows us to make the best decision regarding their financial wellness. We implement this plan that will meet their needs and requirements. This is not a one-time plan, by the way, Mike. It is actually a needs and requirements evolution over time. And we are there with the clients every step in their financial journey. And obviously, we do an annual review and analysis. During those regular reviews, we try to assess the progress and we try to find out whether there was some neglect or there was not some kind of positive effect on those actions that we have recommended. We take a look at the whole picture and then we make the necessary adjustments so that we can serve the needs and the situation as it evolves. And so this simple process that we apply to the client makes them really fully engaged in their own taxes and in their own finances. It's not only giving us all the documents and, you know, we'll come back to them 3, 4, 5 days after and they say, hey, you implement this one and then put their 401k here and there. No, we make them fully engaged in the process. Mm-hmm. And that kind of education is probably one of the most valuable thing that we have delivered to them. We hear clients saying, and my wife and I had just a recent Sunday afternoon meeting with a client, a couple, and they were saying or echoing some of the clients telling us that, you know, we never have been asked by our tax advisor or our financial advisor the way you are dealing with us right now. And this just happened last Sunday. Mm. And they were echoing actually lots of very similar testimonials of these clients that we have had in the past. So that kind of value proposition that we provide to the client is something that is priceless to them. And it is priceless to us because we maintain that kind of relationship in the long term. That's how we do it.
And you know, what you just described there is how a lot of companies do it the wrong way and just treat a customer like another number. And they say, send in these forms. Thank you. Here you go. You've just described relationship building, which is the best kind of way to build a business. You know, some people call it relationship marketing because in some cases, the best marketing you can do is to have your clients fully understand you, understand them, you hear them, and you have their best interest at heart. And that's what you just described that you guys do. When you can say, open the fridge or come on over to the house, that's amazing. And I'll bet that some of the conversations you've had with clients, that just in a casual conversation, you've picked up on something they've said that has a business or a tax or a financial implication that they didn't even think to bring up in the meeting, but just getting to know them as a person and it, through building the relationship, you picked up on something that gave you an opportunity to give them some great financial advice.
Well, that is really very helpful during the conversation. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of 1, 2, 3 meetings before we can fully engage ourselves in the process. Those information that they provide really help us a lot in giving a full analysis of their tax situation.
Yep.
Why have you spent a lot of money on these items? Why have you increased your spending on entertainment or on eating out? You know, all those simple things. And the way we process them is we tell them what we have applied in our very own life, in the lives of my own children. Now that they are grown-ups, I'm actually doing their own financial planning as well. I tell them those same thing. This is not something that I sell you that I don't understand, or you know, I just copied from somewhere else, or I just borrowed from another taxpayer. This is something that I do for my own self, for my own wife, for my own tax and finance business. I apply exactly the same procedures and process to my own business. And I do the same thing for the financial plan of my very own children, including my grand. I already have a granddaughter. In fact, I have a second granddaughter last month. So we're building up those financial plans of these children in the future as well.
I love it. That's great. And you know, it just comes through your sincerity and authenticity to hear you talk about how you treat your friends who actually happen to be clients. You know, I love that mindset. It really is very true. And they just feel loved and cared for. So I just think that is so spectacular, Patrick. If someone is listening to this and think, you know what, maybe I should have Patrick and his team look into my opportunities, what's the best way that they can learn more and reach out and connect with you?
Oh, yes. Thank you for asking, Mike. We always have our information on the website or on the internet. It's universfinancialandtax.com. Again, it's universfinancialandtax.com. From the website, the clients and prospects will just have the ability to get in touch with us by email, by phone, by text messaging. But that's where we get to connect them initially, so that they, by inviting them, by the way, on the website, they will practically have a better view of who they are dealing with.
Excellent.
I always tell my clients that everything in our lives is transparent. You can even go to my church and ask them who we are in our own church,
in real life,
in our own community, you know, things like that. So it's the transparency that we deliver to them. And then from the website, they will learn all the strategies, not probably all, but most of the strategies that are available out there that we utilize for clients' purposes. So it's the website, but they are free always to have in touch with us through phone and obviously by text and by email as well.
Well, Patrick, it's been such a pleasure talking with you today. I really applaud the way you approach your business and clients, and thank you for your time.
Mike, I am so excited, and I'm so thankful that I have been part of your podcast. And I will always continue to strive to make a significant impact on people's lives by helping them achieve a more secure financial future. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me today.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.